Yeah, 811. All right, why don't you give us a count around, Joe?
3, 2, 1.
Who's the best show here?
Tech Show!
Who's the best show here?
Tech Show!
All right, that's pretty good. That's the best one yet.
Pizza, pizza.
I'll just have to tell them I'm not a thief, just a pervert.
Big O! Showtime!
Were you making egg foo young in the kitchen? I was in the dining room having sushi.
It's a little thing Tech Show, and that's fact. If you don't like the cats, you can stick it up your ass. Ain't no funny duddies that a Lincoln bat. For the Joe Link, go direct to DLNGS.org. And the IC channel is a LinuxLink.net. Bound Tech Show. Just sit right there, cause the cattle's just about to begin.
Welcome to episode 811 of the Linux Sling Tech Show. On the show tonight, we have Alan.
Hello, hello, hello.
We have Pat.
Staying dry.
We have Joel.
Yo, yo.
We have Flying Rich.
From the Hughes Compound, I'm sorry, Hughes Outpost Orlando Command.
And we have Joe.
Hello.
456. Yeah. So, the past couple of shows have been having a problem with audio sync issues.
Yep, I saw that.
When I do the spot checking, it's... I gotta get further towards the end because I've looked at a couple of different sections and it's seen... I thought it was fine this last one, but apparently it wasn't. That started shortly after I upgraded to the latest Ubuntu and the latest version of Mumble 130 Git 2019-0125, which is included in that for some reason. Now, we record on a multi-channel output format. It's been AUG. I have three recordings going. Two of them record multi-channel, one records a down mix, one was in Wave, two are in Wave, one's in AUG. I don't think it's the format, I don't know.
Partridge and a pear tree.
Yeah, I know, so I don't...
Mm-hmm.
I've noticed the first time that I recorded from after the upgrade, and when I went to stop the recorder, it stopped it, but it didn't stop it. Like, it still had the recorder window open, and when I tried to close the recorder window, it said, if you do this, you'll interrupt recording, and it might be out of sync. So I don't know what's going on with it. But I'll do my best to double-check it again. If the multi-channel is not working properly anymore, then I'll just stick with the down mix. I don't know. It's not like we've had to really fix a single person's audio in a long time.
Mm-hmm.
Alan. We'll see. I apologize for that. And yeah. Now, Rich.
Wait. If the audio wasn't crappy, they might not recognize it as tilt.
Well, that's true.
Mm-hmm.
You make a good point there. But so, Rich. Now, I don't know what the problem is, but I can't get the Pinebook to boot off of anything I put on this SD card.
Use another SD card.
That's what I'm thinking. The problem is, and I'm like, all my other SD cards are either not large enough or being used. So
size matters, Dan.
Yeah, I know. It's like a minimum of 7 gigs is what it says it needs.
Hey, are you using close 10 cards?
Where is it listed?
It's that little number in the circle on the card.
Oh, let me check that out. Let me see what it says on
here. If it even says class 6.
It's going to say class
1. No, it just says a class 10 card.
Okay.
Is it a SanDisk, or what kind is it?
It's a Micro Center card.
Oh,
all right. I got two of them to go back to Micro Center.
Yeah, so that must 50-50 be 50-50 on most of the Micro Center branded memory of any kind.
Buy a SanDisk and it should work much better.
Maybe I should slide this card into my phone, right? Maybe that was a card that came out of my phone. Am I even using the...
Oh, the one that you pulled because your phone was running like crap?
Yeah, I'm wondering... I thought I got rid of that card, but maybe I didn't.
Maybe that's that card.
So my Transcend card... There's a card I have, SD card, in my... My phone is 7.7 gigabytes, but only 36.97 megabytes of that card's being used. What the hell's on it? There's nothing on it. Huh. Yeah, I should probably get rid of it. But I should probably try and use this card. Maybe that'll make a difference. Right?
Yeah, if you're, first off, SD cards, even good ones, can be finicky, and they do have a lifespan, so you can't count on them running forever. That's why I back up all of my Pi devices onto a thumb drive. So I have, actually, everything that I have a config for, you know, whether it's a router or some other device, I put all of that onto a thumb drive, and then I print it out in QR codes, and I attach it to carrier pigeons.
And then what do you do with it?
I let them fly and be free. I never thought about that. I mean, I thought the whole thing was back up and screw restore, right? Yeah. Isn't that how it works?
How do you get your restore?
Nobody does. Nobody ever restores. Everybody just backs up.
Mm-hmm.
Who's doing the dinging?
Oh, that certainly was my phone. If that was my phone, the minute I hit the button to talk, I got a text message.
It was Hamvention asking where you were this year, wasn't it?
No. It was the guy with the Jar Jar Binks tattoo asking him to return the text.
No, it was a friend of mine who, over a year ago
with
now...
With a Jar Jar Binks tattoo.
No, over a year ago now, he was blessed to live through a motorcycle accident where he went flying through the air, compound fracture on his leg. Tomorrow he's getting like 4 or 5 teeth removed. And a bridge, they're going to do a bridge, and that actually is a result of his accident, too, believe it or not. But, oh well. But, yeah, he not only did he survive and got to walking again, but he bowled on my team this year, and our team won first place. So... And that's not necessarily because we're good bowler. That's because we just played the game with the handicap. So, but handicap camp bowling is awesome. It lets people who want to get better. Oh. Yeah, and have fun.
What's your handicap?
It's a percentage up to.
Dan, I thought it was rude to ask that.
200 or something like that? I forget what it is. But whatever it is, you take my average score and you add the handicap and I should have a 200 if I bowl my average. So, something like that. I forget what the actual calculation is, but.
So wait, you subtract your average score from 200 and that's your handicap?
Close to it, yes. I don't think it's exact.
So your handicap's like what, 133?
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
So you typically bowl 77.
My average is it's actually not that high. Mine was probably right around. I'd say be in 103, 100 to 103 somewhere around there, depending on where it was in the season. So, but you know, so that my average is right around 100. I'm not a great bowler. I don't really care about, you know, I do want to get better, but that's not why I bowl. I bowl because it's fun.
It's fun. And the beer, right?
I don't drink. Actually, our league does not drink. No one does. We don't allow it.
Then why would you bowl? I don't understand.
It's called fellowshipping, dude.
Yeah,
being with your fellow Christian.
So look, there's nobody I like that much.
You still need gear for that.
Now, I was going to say, nowadays, with all the crap show that was the hurricane, like, not hurricane, tornadoes out in Dayton, where the former home of Hamvention, I'll say it again, the former home of Hamvention was hit by an EF3 tornado. And that place has a storied history. It's very, it was family owned all the way up until the end. It was back in like 96 that, the last original owner passed away and it went past the family. They were fighting with the IRS and everyone over back taxes and stuff like that. And that just took a toll on really everything, on them maintaining their arena and all that. Like one year there was actually a sewage explosion out in the flea market. Not kidding.
Were you in the bathroom? Joe, were you responsible?
No, I was not. I probably didn't even go.
Did you eat burritos?
Anyway, so
how close is the nearest Taco Bell?
It's pretty far away. But anyway, but
trust me, if you've ever been to a ham fest on it, you don't need a Taco Bell. It's just it comes with that. Those people come with that.
No, I mean, because there is a selection of hams that don't know how to shower.
Oh my god.
Yeah, it's really bad. All right,
crossing that one off the list.
Yeah,
not
anyway.
Not going to Hamvention.
Yeah. Actually, it's not so bad now, because at least there's air.
Downdraft ventilation system.
Yeah, but, so there's a Hamvention fanatic group on Facebook, and not even minutes after the place was hit by the tornado, somebody's making a joke about it. I'm like, really? I'm like, people are assholes.
Make any joke about it, how it smells better now.
Yeah.
You beat me to it.
Yeah, because it's not, I mean, there is extensive damage. There's over 50,000 people in that area alone that have no electricity, and it's in one of those multi-day outage things. So, I mean, they're hurting. If I had time, I'd go get a load of water and take it over to one of the places over there, because they need it, because they don't have water, oil lives in the city, and the one town, Salina, which is closer to the Indiana border, was actually hurt pretty bad, and that's actually where the one death was during the storm. So, but I've heard stories of people getting caught in their basements because their house fell on top of them. You know, they're safe, but, they need help getting dug out of their basements and stuff like that, and it was just a bad situation.
I always thought I'd have, like, a hydraulic jack in some sort of safe room.
Yeah. Well, I think the thing that some people seem to deal with disasters like that with humor, which doesn't, for the people that don't deal with disasters with humor, they don't really appreciate it. So, I mean, they actually kicked a guy off the group for a while and then brought him back and stuff like that on Facebook. And it's just, people are crap. I mean,
Rich deals with everything with what he thinks of as humor.
Yeah, true.
Dude, just because I have zero sense of humor and think I'm funny.
Somebody has to?
No, you think you're freaking hilarious, and in reality...
I do.
In reality, you're just an asshole sometimes, but, you know, hey, we all are.
I'm going for 100%, though.
Except for at work, right? Because, you do like to have that moolah come in, right?
Oh, yeah. Oh, so, my gosh. Anyway. At work, I got to wear, like, a suit and tie. We're not allowed to say,
hat. Really?
Yeah.
Dude, no wonder you freaking go off on here, man. So, 15 days is the Southeast Linux Fest. I'm looking forward to the drive. And I'm
2 days to Texas Linux Fest.
There you go.
I'm looking forward to the extremely short drive.
That's about 2 hours, right? In Dallas traffic.
Let's go around the corner.
Maybe.
So I've been 3D printing some stuff.
Texas Linux Fest?
Wait.
Yeah, I 3D printed the Linux Fest.
Yeah, can you print the stadium that was blown down by the tornado?
If I find an STL, I can. Anyway.
Yeah, and maybe you can print the smell also.
That's easy. Just fart in a can. There you go.
Dude, if you're if you go to a hamvention and your body odor smells like a fart in a can, I think you need more than a bath, man.
Yeah. Yeah. Well,
what is it the coroners put under their nose before they do an autopsy?
Yeah.
Do they hand that out instead of candies at the door?
a used scooter from the hamvention. That's what they put in there.
Bottles of Febreze. So I made a little thingy for my car. Basically, I designed it so it slides in the cup holder, and my Osmo Mobile 2 will screw into a screw I got in their top. And that way I can use it to record, like, time-lapse as I'm driving along. I've tried it before start driving,
that's,
of course.
That's why there's time-lapse apps for your phone, so you just take the last phone you own.
Yeah, you still have to put it up on the windshield or something, but the nice thing is with the Osmo Mobile is that I can actually do a motion time-lapse, too. But anyway.
Oh, yeah. That is definitely the coolest feature on that device.
Yeah, that and the panos are good with it too.
Mm-hmm.
So I did that, and I made a little. I found a thing on Thingiverse to hold the toothbrush. So, if you have a wet toothbrush when you pack, when you leave, it can dry out. You know, toothbrush holder, travel toothbrush holder. I'm tending more towards printing useful things than dust collectors.
I haven't printed anything in a while because mine is in a couple of pieces right now.
Uh-oh. What happened? Clog it?
I started an upgrade, then got pulled off on other things, so it's sort of like... I don't do a bone tube type feed for it, but...
That's what happened to me... few weeks ago, what happened to me is I started taking it apart to put the metal extruder on, and I was also upgrading the PTFE to Capricorn tubing, and I go to pull the tubing off of the hot end, and it wouldn't come off. So I had that hot end all apart. It was stuck in the heat break, and I could not get the heat break. I couldn't get everything apart, so I just ordered a whole new hot end.
That's an issue I have regularly, is trying to get my stuff back out of the plastic back out of it when I'm done. It's just like it, unless you yank it quick and fast. Gotta yank it quick and
Dan,
fast, guys. It's always the way.
Dan,
there you go.
Make sure you get that one, Dan. It just gets stuck on the halfway out.
I wonder if you got to play with your e-steps and your acceleration. I don't usually have a problem taking out like the filament out, but in this case, I just the standard PTFE tubing was just stuck in the heat break. I couldn't get it off. So, luckily, they actually the Creality hot ends, they basically. You order the whole thing, fans and everything, and it's relatively cheap. It's like $45. So you unscrew the one end of the cable, and you put four screws, and your hot end's back on, and you're ready to go. You know, the only thing you might have to do is it comes with PTFE tubing, but I'm starting to prefer the Capricorn more than the standard transparent one. Have you ever seen those, Rich? Capricorn tubes.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
It's a different kind of a PTFE tubing. It's a little smoother than the standard transparent one. So it does actually help with the extrusion rates and help keep the filament moving through the tube, through the bone. It's a little bit more expensive than the standard stuff. The standard PTFE tubing is like dirt cheap, but it's part of the problem. So, Capricorn tubing works pretty well. It's fairly cheap enough. I can get more than enough for like $13. So I mean, most parts for 3D printing is just really cheap, and it doesn't bother me to buy those parts and swap them out.
Yeah, my whole thing. Like I said, the last time I got stuck, I actually used the. I've got one of my cigar lighters. Looks like I call it my crack lighter because it looks like
there you go.
Crack pipe lighters. And I was actually using that to hit the tube, but they were able to melt the suit in there. Because it was, like, stuck. I busted the cooling, one little cooling fan. Because I had it on. I had it all apart. Of course, that's the one piece that, like, goes and taps in, a screw. And just, like, shattered all the blades off of it.
So. That goes where I'm saying where 3D printing is great for us goobers that like to dink around with stuff. But For grandparents and parents, forget it. It's not there yet.
Well, I think, you know, like I said, it's still in its infancy, so give it a little time.
Yep, it's only going to get better. I mean, the printers that are more like that tend to be the more expensive ones, like the Ultimakers. And you're talking $3,000 printer right there.
Yeah.
In fact, those ones even have chips. Like, if you buy your filament from Ultimaker, which I never would, but if you did, the Ultimaker spools have a chip built into it, so when you throw it on the back of the printer, it automatically will adjust the temps in the printer. I'm still trying to figure out why they do that, because you can put the temp in the G-code, so I don't know.
Because eventually you'll only be able to use that particular kind of filament.
I don't think Ultimaker would go that route. It still works with regular filament too, but they do a lot of stuff like that. But like I'm sure that none of their firmware is, you know, it's definitely not based on Marlin or anything like that. So I just speaking of firmware, it's one of the things that I was on listening to Ask Noah this evening before the show, and it's kind of one of the things he says that we in the open source community kind of forget to be a proponent of is open source firmware.
Keep forgetting to unmute the microphone there. I guess so, yeah. I never really paid attention that much to that.
Yeah, well, you know, and that goes all the way down to UEFI and stuff like that, too. But, like, just, like, a few months ago, back in February, when I was listening to, what was I listening to? I was listening to Twit, where, I forget what her name was. And I don't know if she was on the show or if they were just talking about her, but there was someone that they were talking about on there where she decided that she wanted to basically remove Apple, Microsoft, Amazon, I'm trying to think, Facebook, Twitter, so on and so forth, basically any of the big tech companies from her life. So she bought probably a Pure as a laptop, I guess. Was using Linux on that, of course, and for an email
some kind
provider,
of DNS blocker, and
yeah, she had a browser plugin that would tell her whenever a site was hosted on Amazon, and then she would immediately close the browser window because she didn't want to be, you know, didn't want to use any Amazon resources or anything like that. Then further, she used for email. She used ProtonMail. She said. And it was like an experiment, and she had done that, and she said her life was hell, because she couldn't, you know, you couldn't call up an Uber, you couldn't call, order anything on Amazon, you know, couldn't order anything on most places, because a lot of retail, will host their stuff on Amazon, you know, and or Google or Azure, you know, so it would be pretty hard to live without those companies nowadays, I think. So, but I mean,
gotta make it quick and fast, quick and fast, quick and fast, guys. It's always the way.
There you have it, Alan.
There you go.
We have the original.
We have to make our listeners happy. Gotta yank it quick and fast, guys. It's always the way.
Mm-hmm.
Ay, ay, ay.
And that's the way it's got to go, right?
Can we do a show with just clips?
I'd have to get a bunch of them. Yeah. We don't have that many, actually.
That would take a month of Dan just taking all this free time.
800 away. All right, so here should be the listener challenge, is that they send in their favorite clips, and we'll splice it together and make a show. There's only 811 episodes, right?
Yeah.
Yay.
So, anybody do anything Linux-y?
Still playing with Bethesda.
I'm trying to figure out if my gun runs Linux or not.
What is that, Joe?
Oh, it's just an operating system that is very similar to RetroPie, but it also includes Plex. So with like the click of a button, you can switch over to Plex and then switch back over to the RetroArch setup. And it's running currently on my old X102E laptop. I think the processor on it gets like a 750 on Passmark or something. But it's made for either X64 or 32 or they have dedicated Odroid builds, Pi builds. It's pretty cool. Plays NES, SNES. I cannot get N64 to work, but I think it's an OpenGL issue. Still haven't tested PlayStation, but I'd like to, and I'm probably going to do that right after the show. It runs smooth. I haven't been able to get it to run in a VM, though, and it's not recommended to do that anyway.
I can't imagine it would work well, but...
Well, that's probably because you don't have enough GPU resources available in a VM.
Possibly. True. It goes to the past the splash screen and then gets stuck.
Hmm. It could be. Well, I'm wondering, because depending on what kind of VM hypervisor you're using, it could be like something like where it wouldn't support, like it'll support 3D acceleration, but not 2D acceleration at the same time.
Yeah, maybe.
That's probably the one thing they need to work. I mean, I know certain there are certain proprietary PC over IP protocols. I know that's a PC over IP. That's a VMware, right?
I'm not sure.
I think it can do that. Yeah. They had where I used to work. They did that. They basically ripped out all the labs, and instead of having to upgrade that lab, the lab PCs. You know what, every, 2 years, they would, they bought these boxes that they could just stick in there for 10 years, which, connect back to the servers, and the OS runs on the server, but you just get the view on the devices. I think they were made by Wise. They might have been, But essentially, they're little tiny Linux boxes that just are designed to eat RDP back into the servers and have the and they had they weren't even doing things like they actually figured out how to get Mac OS X running on those at the time. Actually, back at that time, it was OS X because Mac OS didn't exist, but Mac then. And there, when they did that, they actually had, because Apple had already discontinued their Xservs, they bought a whole bunch of the old cheese grater Power Macs, and they had the OS running on those. So, but they also had on those, they also had them running Creative Cloud on them too, so I don't know how that worked. I never ran it there because I had already been through those classes by the time I'd left, so be interesting to see how well that would work.
All right, Rich, you ready?
I'm ready.
I go to pull the tubing off of the hot end and it wouldn't come off.
Quick and fast, guys. It's always the way.
Figure out the connector, whack it off, and just make it.
We didn't bet on when Joel was going to come.
That's kind of fucking weird, but okay.
Quart pound of meat in his mouth.
It was with my mouth.
Love it. Hey, I cooked in my kitchen. Shut up!
So. Hurry up, man, because it's getting harder.
There, you happy?
Yeah.
No, I think it's silly, but anyway.
Of course it's silly.
Of course it's silly.
I ran out of gas for my grill tonight. I had to cook my cheddar brats. I had to cook those on my George Foreman grill.
Nah, you know what? You know what, Joel? This is what you need, mm-hmm. right? I'll tell you what you need, right? You like your Uber Eats, right? How about Blue Rhino, Uber Blue Rhino. Instead of having to take your propane tank to the store to get it replaced, they bring it to you.
I got an even better solution, Dan. Maybe next time I buy a grill, I make sure I can hook it up to the natural gas socket I have sitting on the side of the house, and I never have to worry about it.
All you got to do is change the, it's a Port of Venturi on the grill, and then it'll work.
I didn't know they put a socket on the side of a house.
Oh, heck, it was common in the late 90s.
Really?
Yeah, all the builders did it then. I have one out there. It even has the little valve. My old grill had a quick connect system. It actually, the grill we bought was actually designed to do that. Basically, all you had to do was, put a nipple on the gas pipe type of nipple on, and then because if I don't do it, Rich is gonna anyway. But then you put the quick disconnect on. So the quick disconnect's already out there. So all I have to do is and I may start looking. Because our grills start
you might have
to
put a little lube
inside.
On that nipple, because that quick disconnect, if there's not a cap on that, that might get, you know, a little crusty and dried out.
That's what she said. Anyway. But, yeah, it doesn't bother me to use propane. In fact, it's 10 times
easier.
Can
you email me that splice together so I could put it on thumb drives and drop them at Joel's church?
Okay, asshole.
I'll see.
So, Pat, you still planning to go down to Southeast Linux Fest, or did it fall through?
I actually have a wedding. My wife's nephew
figured.
Sends us a freaking invite, like a week ago.
No way.
Oh, man. They give you
he didn't know?
They give you a month notice for a wedding? Are you kidding me?
But you gotta, now do you have to travel for it, or is it
like
close?
No, it's fairly close. It's a drive. but my expectations are very low because it's.
Is it at a bowling alley?
No, it's at some hall. It's like, you know, slapped together
KFC
last
or?
Minute. Not that bad, no. But it's slapped together last minute kind of thing.
So you got her pregnant, huh?
Something like that. Huh?
That's what happened to my brother. Technically. I'm trying to think whether she was still 17 when that happened or not. I don't know. She might have been
44.
The statute of limitations.
No, in his 20s.
This is a long time ago, right? So the statute of limitations.
Yeah. My niece is in her is like 22. So I mean, yeah, that's a long time ago. Besides, her mom didn't care. But it's like I got to. In fact, I need to talk with her soon. A friend of mine at church, his daughter's getting married, and I'd offered as my present to them to take their pictures for nothing because that's what you do for friends.
You get what you're worth. I get what you pay for. That's it, yeah.
True, but but they're gonna have. But see, the other upside for them, because I'm doing it for free, I can also utilize the drone during their wedding, and it's outside. So I'll probably take some pictures for that, throw them in there, pictures and video, whatnot.
No, I'll just mail you my drone license. Just go for it.
Oh, you took the 107?
Yeah, I've had it for a couple of years now. As a pilot, it costs me nothing to do.
But you have none, so.
Right, I actually don't even own a drone. Never flown one. I've flown RC helicopters, which is, you know, probably 100 times harder, but no, I've never.
I would agree with that. Yeah, flying a quad is very, very easy. Flying anything else that flies, like an RC plane or a helicopter, you don't have all the assist of the mobile phone technology that's built into the drone. The GPS and all that, you're basically back in the Stone Ages when you fly an RC airplane. Well, I guess it depends on how much money you spend on it.
Pretty much when I was flying, nobody put any kind of stability augmentation to their planes. You know, you're all hand-flying the planes. And when I got my RC helicopter, like, the heading lock gyros just came out, but mine was not a heading lock gyro.
Was it a Wright Brothers special?
Yeah. So you did get some, you know, tail rotor assistance on the gyro, but it wasn't like the gyros you get today. Like the crappiest gyro you'd buy for a helicopter today is 1,000 times better than the one I have.
Yeah. Holy crap, you can buy autopilot system for RC planes now. Gee, many Christmas. Turnigy T-1000FC autopilot system with GPS and return home. That's really interesting. There's a lot of people who are getting their ham license because they are into flying and building quads. And the nice thing about using ham radio is you don't have to use 2.4 gigahertz. You can use like 70 centimeters or even 2 meters, on your radios. And because the range is going to be significantly better on VHF or UHF, you can fly illegally out of sight. Because the law says you have to have line of sight to your aircraft when you're flying it.
Only in the U.S.
In the U.S., right. But flight, Michael. I haven't done it in a while, so I'll have to make sure everything's all nice and charged up before I head down to Charlotte. Although the Sheridan is quite close to Charlotte International. It is not in the no-fly zone, though. Yeah, and if you look, I don't say, I'm wondering who took the footage, but the tornado damage, over at the Hera Arena, which was already, thankfully was closed, never, was out of business anyway. But they actually, had some drone footage that was shot with a drone. I don't know what, they don't tell you what kind of drone. I'm wondering if the news, I bet you the news channel probably has drones down too. The local news probably. And they have the uber nice $3,000 drones. They have the high quality cameras and all that stuff. And their commercial drone pilot license. All right, so no Pat Southeast Links Fest.
Is he going to have a more dancy?
Yep, he should be there, and Murph's coming too. Get to say hi to Murph.
And who else?
Good question. I think Noah Chalaya would probably be there from crap, what's the show? I just listened to it.
Ask Noah.
Thank you. Thank you. I was just getting ready to look it up in my list here. Yeah, he's no longer a part of Jupiter, by the way.
Right. Well, almost right after Jupiter Broadcasting got sold, he moved off.
He got sold? I didn't know that.
Yeah, they made a big deal out of it on the shows.
Oh, I haven't listened for a little while. I'm far.
Well, I don't listen to those shows. Who did he get sold to? So, yeah.
Linux Academy?
Yeah, Linux Academy.
Huh. Good for them. That's something. Wow. So they still putting out all the regular?
They've even got a couple extra shows. Don't ask me to name them or anything.
Huh.
But they're kind of expanding. And they've brought in some more people for their regular shows.
Wow. All right, here we go. Here we go, Rich.
I got to pull the tubing off of the hot end, and it wouldn't come off. So you got her pregnant, huh? Like an inch and a half long?
That's right.
My wife doesn't care.
You might have to put a little lube on that nipple.
It's about fucking time someone else is.
Gotta yank it quick and fast, quick and fast, quick and fast, guys. It's always the way.
Right, did Rich leave?
Oh, I mean, he PCing already?
Mm-hmm.
No, he's back.
No,
I didn't miss it. I was laughing along.
Okay, I'm done with doing that for now. I can't be pulling any more audio clips right now.
Pulling audio clips.
Yeah. I don't know.
Well, Chris moved out to BFE though, didn't he? Chris Fisher.
You did?
Well, I know for a while he was living out of an RV.
I thought he still was living out of an RV.
Yeah,
I thought that was
that's
his new
kind of
lifestyle.
By choice, yeah.
Yeah, that's what I thought, yeah.
Wow.
I know they said that they're going to have a presence at Texas Linux Fest. I'm just not sure who.
Right.
So is it still called Jupiter Broadcasting?
Yeah, still called Jupiter Broadcasting.
Huh. Oh, they got a whole new website, too.
Interesting.
Good on them. Powered by Linux Academy.
Tan, what are we powered by? Cow farts?
No, my farts.
Quick and fast. Get that.
Quick and fast. Yeah, come on.
Can this episode be titled Quick and Fast?
Quick and fast, quick and fast, quick and fast. There was a question, Joe, you might have an answer for.
Answers. Where did it come
from? Yes, size does matter.
Oh, man, where was that question? Was it on the Discord channel, or was it in the MeWe group?
Well, I know last week there was a question on the MeWe group.
It's not the IRC?
No, it was on MeWe.
There's a pigeon outside my window with a QR code on its leg.
the questions from Danny Meeks from last week.
Yeah, and I thought he answered that.
I did. I answered him on the show.
No. There was one that asked when the next version of Linux Mint is coming out. It must have been on the Discord. There's no set schedule
for Linux Mint. It just happens a couple of months after the Ubuntu releases come out.
That's what I thought.
Yeah.
They just need to Mintium up?
No, Minix wants somebody to test his next
They need
cloud.
To give it that Mint
yeah,
boost.
I saw that.
Wait, where was the question? Someone asked when... Oh, yeah. So, does anyone know when Linux Mint 20 will be made?
No.
It's made when it's made.
I thought you had the inside track there on the Linux Mint stuff.
Not really.
Mm-mm.
We just guess.
Just guess, oh, huh?
We haven't talked about it, but I'll bring it up now. The Orville was renewed for a third season. Yay! Yeah,
of Linux Mint?
I don't think I watched any of the second season. I watched like the first couple episodes.
Oh, you shouldn't. They're all out. The second season was fantastic. I loved it.
Really? The first two or three episodes were real stinkers.
There's a two-parter right in the middle that's just incredible. You need to watch it, Rich. You need to. They had a lot of cameos this year, too.
Yeah, the only episode that really, really sucked was the creepy alien porn addiction episode.
Yeah, Bortus's porn addiction. That was episode two, I think.
Well, they did the Bortus peeing episode and then the Bortus porn episode. I was like, all right, I'm pretty much done.
Jaloja.
So, anybody watching Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.?
Isn't it over in recent years?
I didn't get to it yet. I know there's, three episodes out now?
Yep.
Or is it two? I've been looking.
I think there's two.
I just haven't gotten to it yet.
Are they doing anything interesting after the last Avengers movie?
Well, technically, the last Avengers movie happens in Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. world. Basically, they took a two-year break.
Right.
And so there's still 3 years before the Avengers movie.
Ah. Mm-hmm. Wait, 3 years before Infinity War or Endgame? Okay. So they're in the world of the snap.
Where people are missing still.
Okay. I didn't mm-hmm. know exactly where it was taking place yet. I haven't watched it.
They're post-snap.
Yep.
I saw a rumor about the Orville that Alara might be back next year.
Lara Croft?
No, Alara, who was the security guard. Yeah, I like her better than the current security person. The one they have now is not bad, but Mercer asking her to open a jar of pickles is fantastic. That actually was going to be up until, and it was like the week they said it. There was certain people on Facebook in a different couple places that were planning on sending Fox a bunch of pickles. Sending him jars and jars of pickles just so they would renew the Orville. For me, it's one of the best, it's one of the only few shows I actually watch. And I haven't made it through past episode 3 of Discovery for this year yet.
I thought STD was shit decent. Show.
I'm hoping Picard. Well, all right.
So the problem with something like STD is one, getting it, then getting the shots to get rid of it. But you know, you deal with the Roddenberry universe, and you gotta stay compliant. There's a lot of genre out there, and it's very tough to stay compliant. And they claim that they're going to be making it compliant because now they're introducing time travel, or have introduced time travel.
Mm-hmm. Well, the whole thing, probably my biggest issue are two with Discovery, and it's not even the SJW stuff. It's the Klingons. Oh my god! And then Spore drive thing. The whole spore drive, just, I don't know.
Well, I like Commander Pike. I like the Evil Empire. Right. Who was the original Discovery captain? Lorca. I liked Lorca. That was all good stuff. There's something about evil in space that I like.
But I haven't made a very far in it yet, so I'm probably going to work on getting it caught up here.
Speaking of evil in space, who saw the alternate dimension or parallel universe Enterprise episodes?
The best the original one I've ever had.
Wait, Enterprise with Enterprise. Scott Bakula.
Yeah, those were the best episodes for that series.
Yep.
No, I know I've seen them. I've seen all of them.
Yeah, just having trouble remembering them.
Yeah, that was so long ago.
That's when the communications officer ends up emperor.
Yep.
Soto, that's it, Soto. So those are Sato. Definitely in Sato? Okay. So it's on Netflix. Definitely worth a watch, and it's fun on its own. So if there's... two Enterprise episodes you watch, that's a decent watch.
Yeah, definitely watch those ones. I also liked the finale of Enterprise. That was good too. The end of the show, they actually show the founding of the Federation. But one makes me wonder though, is Sato and Giorgio related? If you're near, that would be interesting if Giorgio was Sato's progeny. But anyway, I did see the trailer for Picard, Star Trek Picard. That's the official name of the Jean-Luc Picard series. That wasn't the Next Generation.
I did see that, yes.
Yep, and it's supposed to happen... there. I think they're saying it's after Romulus was destroyed. Which was what started the JJ version.
I don't know what the timeline is, yeah.
Yeah. Apparently, the rumor has it that Picard led a armada to rescue the Romulans before their star went supernova, which was all covered in the events of Star Trek 2000, the 2009 edition, before Nero came across. So, and supposedly he had left Starfleet prior to this series. So, as an admiral.
How old is he? I mean, he's got to be up there, that guy. He's in his 70s, right?
Yeah, he's pretty old. We'll see how it is, and it's, unfortunately, you have to have CBS All Access for this show, too.
I doubt it.
Or torrents.
Somehow I think you're going to be able to watch it.
Legally.
Oh, legally.
Yes, you can do it however you want, Joe, but we're not going to mention that here.
I didn't say I was going to watch it.
Oh, no, I'll have my eyes closed. I will watch it.
You're just going to listen to it, right?
It'll be playing in the background.
Yeah, I'm just going to listen to it.
On someone else's TV. Outside their window when yours is open. Your neighbor.
Now the Orville,
that new scope I got.
Yeah, the Orville's not going to be back this fall. They're moving it to spring now. Which I'm totally fine with. Or after January, so it'll be 2020. Oh, and if you care, Scott Grimes and Adrian Pilecki, who plays Commander Grayson, they actually got married.
On the show or in real life?
In real life, dude.
Oh, okay.
Who's Scott?
I don't even know who we're
Grimes?
Talking about.
Is that the redheaded guy?
Gordon. Yeah, Gordon. Yep, the redheaded guy. Fans are trying to push like either Michael Dorn or
well, they've been trying to push a Michael Dorn show for forever now.
No.
Deep Space Nine ended.
No, Orville fans. They want to either Michael Dorn or what's his face who played Geordi to be Lamar's dad.
LeVar Burton
LeVar Burton, yeah. Because they've been cameoing the heck out of TNG cast on there.
Really? Who's been on?
Marina Sirtis has been on it.
Guy who played Tuvok.
Yep, he was on it.
And also, what's his name? The guy who played the holographic doctor.
Yep, he was on it. Yeah, he's a Lars dad.
I'm going to have to start watching this.
Oh, yes, you do. Everyone thought it was going to be like Galaxy Quest, but it's so not like Galaxy Quest. It's more like the Next Generation than anything.
Yeah, I have to finish watching the second season.
Oh, Joel, you know what I finished watching? Which is the reason why I haven't caught up with...
What, Voltron?
Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. No. I finished watching all the What Are We Eating videos. I've seen them all.
Oh,
right.
Yeah?
Yeah, and so I watched the one with the nuclear noodles, the ramen, the two times hot ramen. And, yeah, I agree with them. They were hot going in, and they had that nice burn, but they had a fantastic flavor. So, yeah, I got to that
one. I just ate the second pack of the 1Xs yesterday.
Made you happy, right?
Yep. In fact, you know what's funny is that second pack of the 1Xs, and it went down a lot easier than the first one did. So I don't know if I'm becoming desensitized to that spice, but towards the end it was almost like it almost felt like eating spaghetti. The burn was still there, but it wasn't near as bad as the first time I ate them. So. I want to say I'm the fan of the 1X flavor, which
I'll
is
tell you
not
what,
as spicy.
After watching them all, like everybody in my family now wants an air fryer.
There you go. Go buy one, man.
An air fryer. I wish I had a convection oven. That would be awesome.
My microwave has a convection feature, and I use it a lot more than I thought I would. That's actually, like, if I go to make, like, a bubbly pizza or something for lunch, that's how I do it now. Actually, I got some of them Jose Ole chimichangas from Sam's Club, and I used it to make those. And it's so much better than microwaving them. If I cook them a little longer than the package says, I bet you I can probably get the outside crunchy on them.
Speaking of, I did something for the first time this week. We had a neighborhood cookout, a little picnic in the back here.
Did you have crawdads?
Yeah.
No, I did not do crawdads this year. But
no crawdad dilemma this time?
No. What was the crawdad dilemma last time?
You had too many, I think?
Did you have a shipping issue?
Oh, no, I didn't have a shipping issue. I had too many. I had like 80 pounds, and by the time I got through the first one, like everybody was done, and I'm like, whoa, we got another 40 pounds to go. Getting a few bags on.
That's one reason why one thing I've been thinking about ordering, because I've had it and I love it, but the only way I can get it is shipped in, and that's conch. Conch meat is awesome. Just you cut it up into chunks and then just deep fry it. Oh, so good.
They have conch on a regular basis down here at the market.
It's
I
so
go to.
Good. Yeah.
But my neighbor was like, you know what? I really, you should do smoked oysters. So,
ooh.
I went to.
I've never had smoked oysters. That sounds good.
Yeah, I went to my preferred seafood market. Graham and Rollins Hampton Seafood Market here. This is the biggest one and usually has a lot of local and fresh stuff. They get big on the crabs over there, but I got a bag of 25 oysters for $21, which was nice. And I got two bags of those. I had never shucked oysters before. Have any of you shucked oysters?
Clams, not oysters.
Nope. I have, yeah.
So I watched a couple of videos and I'm like, come on, this can't be that hard. But I had, like, until I
if you actually, ice them up, it's easier.
They were on, I had them on ice. So what I found was, what I think I was doing wrong most of the time is I was putting too much pressure on and trying to get it in too deep, not thinking I was in on the joint where I should be and would end up like, cracking the shell in the end before I would pop them up, but towards the end I was doing it. But yeah, no, I smoked them at 145, 150 for 45 minutes, actually a half hour, and then it said after a half hour keep checking them. So it was about 40-45 minutes, and my neighbor loved them, man. I put them back in the shell with the liquor, and I served it up with some lemon wedges, and then I had I just took some of the vinegar solution that I had from some pickled cabbage that I made a little while ago and mixed some horseradish sauce in with that and a little hot sauce, or not just horseradish and a little hot sauce. Man, that was really good. People really enjoyed that. I don't know if I would do smoked oysters. I mean, I probably would. I like them on the half shell. Smoked oysters were really, really good. But by the time I shucked them, I'm like, man, I just want to eat these, not sit and, you know, wait another 45 minutes. But it was good stuff, good times.
Yum. Well, I've tried
Here's this, Pat. Pat, you're going to love this, right? I don't know if Pat's still there.
Yeah, I'm still here.
So, you know, everybody knows, you know, like, we've been talking about this with the neighbors for so long, and my next door neighbor comes out the day of while we're setting stuff up, and he's like, what should I bring? And we're like, well, I guess you could bring some sides or something. Like, what? And I'm like, and then my wife was like, or beer, you could bring beer. And he's like, what kind of beer should I get? And she's like, I don't know, like anything local or a microbrew or whatever. And then I'm like, you know, Devil's Backbone, that's fairly local. Everybody likes it. So you know what he got?
Schlitz.
No, a 12-pack. Did worse. He got a case of Bud Light.
Awesome.
Bud Light lime.
No lime.
Piss water.
Oh, Bud dude.
Lime. I'm like, dude, wait, where's the devil's backbone?
Oh, man.
So I got.
You know what? You know what?
Did you kick him in the nuts?
It was cheap. No.
12, there was a 12.
Bud Light.
Still no. 12 Bud Lights left over. And they're sitting in my refrigerator. I'm like, what am I going to do with these?
Give it to the baby.
You know what you can do?
My coworker said, that's not a bad beach beer. And I said, usually I make sandcastles out of the beach water. I'm not going to lug bottles of Bud Light down to make sandcastles. That's a waste of time.
You can save them when you make beer chicken.
As I say, right.
That's
yeah,
true.
Either, yeah, or were there cans?
No, they're bottles.
Oh, okay. Well, at least they got bottles.
You can also make beer battered bread.
Yeah, I was going to say, or just
I can use it for cooking. That is true.
I mean, because you don't really, I mean, honestly, you could put that in a beer battered fish and it would be fine. Because that's not
too.
What you're tasting anyway.
That sounds like a great idea, actually. Make some fried fish.
Yeah, I got to get down.
Dude, I have a friend. They've been pulling out 5 pounds, smallmouths. Where a buddy of mine's been fishing. I don't know if it's in state or not. My son actually asked about going fishing.
You gonna get a license and take him?
Thinking about it, I probably need to get new gear though, because I know my rod I have in the garage is probably the reel itself is probably toast because it's just sat out there and festered, you know, for years, 20 years. I'll probably just buy a whole new rod and some new tackle and stuff because it's not like fishing gear is that expensive. But yeah, we need to do that. He's got a fishing rod that he actually had earned when he was in Cub Scouts, so he doesn't really need one. I do though, so.
You know what sucks is I have all new equipment. I have bait. We got some squid in the freezer right now.
Mm-hmm.
And I have a spot to go fishing that's like.
But you don't go.
10-minute walk, if that, not even 10 minutes from my back door. And I haven't gone yet. I'm thinking maybe going tomorrow or Friday morning.
Now, the New Orleans food place. That's like less than a mile from my house. It finally opened earlier this month, and I went on opening day. Had me a shrimp po' boy and some jambalaya. Oh, dude! And I was talking to a buddy who knows them better. Apparently, the owner is a New Orleans transplant, so everything she does is from scratch and is original New Orleans Cajun recipes. So, haven't gone. They do have crayfish etouffee, crawdad etouffee.
Mm-hmm.
So I need to go and try that because I bet you I'd like it.
I love etouffee.
Mm-hmm. They also have gumbo and they have a sausage po' boy that sounds delicious too. And they make beignets, too. Way down yonder, New Orleans. If you come in for Ohio Linux Fest, it's worth the trip down south to go. It's not... important thing to know about the place is it's not a fast food place. It's not fast food Cajun. It is honest to God. You're gonna pay for it, too. Like that po' boy in the side of jambalaya I got... It was over $20 just for myself. But it was worth it.
Did you drive down there or did you Uber eat it?
I just drove. It's, like I said, less than a mile. Trying not to drive too much because my car's almost out. It's down to an eighth of a tank and I don't get paid till Friday. It's going to be a $50 fill-up easy this time.
So, wait. You're not going to drive your car, but you're going to call an Uber because that's cheaper somehow?
What?
Yeah, you cut out. I don't know what you said.
You're not driving your car, but you're getting Uber Eats because somehow that's cheaper?
No, I actually cooked in my kitchen tonight for dinner, so bite me.
Wait, do you have a new stove?
I have a new-ish stove. It's probably about 5-6 years old now.
Oh, okay, because you didn't get a new stove when you redid your kitchen.
No, right? No, we did not.
Because I was going to wonder...
No, because I'm thinking if I ever do again, I've been seeing a lot of those double stoves, and that's what I want to get when I replace what I have, because that way I can cook, like I can have the big section for like a turkey, and have the pies going on in the upper section, two different temperatures.
Would you have a gas stove?
No, but I could do one because the fitting's there.
I was going to say, you were talking about having a fitting. I'm surprised you didn't have a gas stove.
Yeah, it does. Yeah, there is a fitting in the kitchen. I just never used it. So, I've cooked with electric for like over 20 years now, so I'm well used to it. The only way I would probably get a gas stove is if I got one that had like a grill top in it too, you know, because you can get those like with the grill top or the griddle.
See, I have electric with the glass top, and that thing cleans up so easy. It's ridiculous.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, that's the other thing, too. It's just the smooth glass top on it, and it's just like, you know, spray it down with Windex, and if you got anything stuck on, get you a little scotch, you know, the sponge with the scotch scratch pad on the one side and the sponge on the other side, and just scratch, you know, use that to get it off.
Actually... oven cleaner's really good for that.
Yeah, that works too. Yeah, or
you spray down the oven cleaner, walk away.
Or you can also do I'm trying to remember that liquid comet kind of stuff. What do you call it? I want to call it Clorox something, but it's not the kind of soft clean. I can't remember the name of it.
Yeah, I definitely, if I do a dream kitchen, I'm going to definitely have two microwaves, and I want two ovens and cooktops. Actually, I only need one cooktop, but I definitely want two ovens, two microwaves.
Yeah, to two ovens, I can see two microwaves.
Going back
so
to that
sure.
70s kitchen where everyone had two ovens.
Yeah.
Right in the wall.
I was over at Lowe's Monday, and they had a small, it wasn't a full size refrigerator. It's kind of like one of those little office fridges that had the 50s styling to it. It was like a metallic red, pretty neat looking. I'm like, I don't mind retro appliances or anything as long as it's not.
As long as they only come in avocado.
I was gonna say the avocado or the what was the orange color. Called it's 70s
autumn, I think they called it.
Well, wait a second. Have you guys been to like a Home Depot and walked through and seen how expensive the refrigerators are? It's like $2,000 for a refrigerator now.
Well, yeah, I was gonna say the refrigerator I'm gonna replace my existing one when it dies with is probably gonna be about $1,000.
Dude, I'm going to blocks of ice. I'm doing a cold box.
I just got a new fridge. It was about $1,000.
Yep.
Dude, you must. And no disrespect to you, Pat. You must have got the worst refrigerator on the planet.
It's a refrigerator. Yeah. I don't need a fucking digital panel with
No. But I mean, there's. Yeah. You probably didn't get an ice maker for $2,000.
No, it's got an ice maker.
Okay. I only can use a small one, but
my that's going to be a given with that. Yeah, when I get a new one, we're going to get an ice maker. I don't care if you have to tear my cabinets up to put the water line in.
Well, the water line's nothing. That's easy to do.
No. But, yeah.
They refuse to connect the water line. I kid not.
Really?
Yeah, no, they're like, we cannot connect the line for you because, you know, there's just too many problems. Liability issues. I'm like, give me a fucking break.
Well, when I got mine, I ordered an ice maker with it, but the lady forgot when they placed the order with the, you know, for delivery, they put the ice maker in then. She forgot to specify that, so they showed up with an ice maker along with the refrigerator. And they're like, well, we can't put it in.
Wow.
So we called back and, you know, we got it from Home Depot. And so we called them back and they basically were like, oh, we made a mistake. We'll send somebody out the next day. So we're like, that's fine. I had two guys come out here. Total, I mean, between the two of them, what should have taken like 20 minutes took almost an hour.
Three Stooges.
I mean, they were like, what do we do? I was like,
right.
No,
dude, you know,
no.
you gotta sort of figure this one out. And it was, I mean, it's basically, you screw in two studs on the side and then just hang the damn thing off of it. Because the water lines and everything are already there. And then the dumbasses that put it in, you know, I said, you know, if you disconnect it, you know, I told, you know, I was at work, so Ashley was here. I'm like, just make sure that, you know, when they turn off the water, you know, if it's leaking, have them put the end in a bucket. So, you know, just in case, you know, cause those little twist things downstairs never turn off properly.
Oh yeah.
Of course, you know, they didn't fucking do it. So the whole back of I got the floors bad over there anyways because of the fact that my older, you know, the reason I got the new refrigerator was the fact that it decided that it was going to constantly piss all over the floor.
Yeah.
So it basically, you know, it got underneath all the tiles and everything.
That's the only thing I'm afraid of with anything like that. But
I mean, it wasn't a big leak or anything, but it still was like, he guy pulls it off the back because, you know, they stuck it back on there with tape. He's like, you know, this is leaking. I'm like, well, that's because you dumbasses don't know how to turn it off or listen to fucking instructions. You know, I was like, you know, I put a new hose up there, the whole nine yards. I had it all ready for him.
Yeah, that's crazy. Now, when I get a new one, I really am debating whether I'd want the double doors or if I want the one which has the freezer on the bottom. I kind of like the freezer on the bottom because I think they're a little larger.
I hate the freezer on the bottom.
Really?
Hate it. Can't stand it.
Why do you hate it?
I don't want to bend over for shit.
Okay. Alright. Okay.
I have back pain issues, right. And so the less bending I do, all the better.
Yeah. Well, that's like, okay, my wife and I,
I gotta get going.
Alright, good night.
Good night.
Yep, see ya. We dug the new power tools out. And plus, Sunday.
Is this a bedtime story? Cause I don't want to know.
No. The Sunday, before we did this, we were planning on doing a bunch of yard work on, Monday. Why we do that on Memorial Day, I don't know, but we decided we were going to.
Everybody else's picnic.
No, there was nobody picnicking in my neighborhood. Anyway, so we go out, Sunday, I got a chainsaw. Cause I also wanted to have that to help chop up some of the trimmings and stuff. But I trimmed the tree in my front yard, which took hours, and then cleaned up all that stuff. I mean, I trimmed it everywhere. I trimmed the top, and I bought, my weed eater is the kind that you can, you basically swap the weed whacker section out and put on like the blowers or, I bought the, tree trimming. Basically, it's a chainsaw at the end of a pole, essentially. So I have that too. That was awesome. Cause I mean, I just started up, I have a four cycle weed eater, put that in on it, start it, just raise it up and zing all the limbs off. You know, the only problem is you gotta clean all the limbs up after you cut them all off. And I went through that tree and I said,
that's why you have a kid.
Don't get me started. Oh, anyway, yeah, I couldn't count on him to do nothing. So anyway, so we went through all that and And I said, I'm done. And, you know, we still have the one in the backyard to do. And I think I'm going to probably pay a tree service to come trim that because that thing is so close to the house. I'd rather them do it. And they'll get it done faster than I will. Oh, man. It was just, I was beat.
Tree service guy came by on Mother's Day and they trimmed the 30 palm trees on my property, an oak, cut down a couple of saplings for $1,200. I'm like, heck yeah. And they did it in a couple hours.
You know what, though? That's probably worth it.
I started, you know, I borrowed a pole saw from somebody I knew, and I started doing the palm trees last year. You know, I didn't get through it. I'm definitely going to have these guys back next year. The bobcat did tear up the grass a bit, and there are a couple of detail issues with the work they did, but at the price they did it, I'm like, I really don't care.
It won't cost me anywhere near that them trim. Well, I want to have them trim the pine tree in the back, and then there's a whole bunch of stuff that my wife already cut I want them to get rid of, too. So just chip that stuff up, get rid of it. So we'll see. I'm going to have to call them, actually pick up the phone and call them. I put in an inquiry on the website and have heard diddly from them, so I'm just going to call them up. The only thing I'm wondering is if they're too busy going all the way out to Dayton to help with some of the disaster recovery. They got trees down everywhere, so that makes me wonder that. But yeah, I would do that one if it wasn't so close to that both my house and the neighbor's house. You know, my luck doing it is I would go to chop one off and it fall on top of my roof and tear it up. And it's like, I don't want to replace my roof yet. But this is called learning your limits. I could probably do it, but man, I tell you what, I would be whooped by the time. I mean, I couldn't, and not just whooped for that day, but for the next day too, I guarantee you that. That pine tree is one of the future. That's, and wouldn't you know it, when we were building this house, that was the hardest tree to get in the ground because we did sweat equity. Ugh. And that's because the fools that built this house, when they poured the gravel into the pit before they did the foundation, made a huge mess. So there was gravel everywhere.
Hey guys, I'm gonna have to drop.
Yeah, we gotta wrap the show up.
Yep, we gotta wrap.
So 810. Thank you, everybody. 811. I'm gonna play out promos, some extra special treats for everybody. Here you go. Thanks a lot. We'll see you in 1 week.
And what would you like to know?
Yeah, first episode of June is next week, I do believe. So enjoy. Here are your promos. Take it away.
Oh my God. It's Hacker
Public Radio. Hacker Public Radio is a daily podcast by the hacker community for the hacker community. If you're interested in technology, creative thinking, hacking, Linux, or any kind of computer, that kind of stuff, you should listen to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.com.
Hi, folks. This is Chatter. Jay Wisher, Honky Magoo, 5150, and I have started a new podcast. Yeah, I know we should have gotten Brian Lunduke to do the voiceover, but he wanted a script, and none of us are any good at scripting language. Anyway, it's Linux Lugcast. We're at linuxlugcast.com, IRC channel, pound Linux Lugcast on Freenode. We record on the first and third Fridays of the month, 9 p.m. Eastern Time, 0200 UTC. We talk about things we've tried, things we got to work, things we failed to get working, things we built, and things we broke. Email us at feedback@linuxlugcast.com, and if we don't know the answer, we'll just tell you to install Arch. That's a joke, son. So join us as we stifle the outcry of voices everywhere. for another Linux podcast.
The Jack Attack Podcast. Where chic,
oh dear,
meets geek.
Ones and zeros, ones and zeros, ones and zeros.
Powered by Linux.
Linux.
Fueled by fun. Recorded in Windsor, Nova Scotia. With your hosts, John Watson. And Kelly Penguin Girl.
A girl?
A girl.
A girl?
It's the Jack Attack. That's the J-A-K attack.com. Time well wasted.
So we can paint anything we want?
Anything at all.
How about if I paint your fine ass? Yeah, with my tongue brush. Shut up. Just shut up.
Daddy has a gun!
It's over.
Well, you were making egg poo young in the kitchen. I was in the dining room having sushi.
I gotta pull the tubing off of the hot end and it wouldn't come off.
Gotta yank it quick and fast, quick and fast, quick and fast, guys. It's always the way.
Yeah. All right. Woo! Everybody cleared out.
Oh, and give me another handful of cherries here in a little bit.
Oh, I love cherries.
All right, yeah, they had them for sale.
Yeah. Say goodnight to everybody, Joe.
Goodnighty-night.
And I'm stopping the recording.
Yeah, I think I paid $2 for the bag I got over at Kroger's this afternoon, or this evening.
Nice. Let's see if this works.
That's what she said.
I know. I'm going to find out in a minute. As soon as Sox works his magic, we'll see if that works. And if it doesn't, we have...
See, I'm trying to find a menu for that.
It's either 15 miles or 23 miles. Somewhere in that range. Wife says about 18 miles. And then I know right after I got home and got situated, everybody at the office had to take shelter.
So I take it it didn't move in your direction, right?
It didn't come near me.
But it came near your office.
Yep, the one I had just left.
That's good. Nobody was... The office wasn't affected at all, right?
No, the office was good. They were gone for about 15 minutes and then came back.
It's wild. Could you hear it from where you were?
No. I mean, the rain was coming down sideways for a little bit, but that's about it.
So how soon from when you got home did it impact your area?
I don't know. 5-10 minutes. It wasn't long. I had just gotten set up.
You just made it in time, huh?
Yep. Raining again.
Think, Joe,
about I think the changing pressure sucks when you have arthritis.
That's not fun. What do you have, arthritis all over or just enough, man?
My hips
sucks getting old.
Yep. But it's probably better than the alternative.
What's the alternative?
Not getting old.
Oh, yeah. I don't know about that.
By being dead?
Well, I mean, I guess you could just not age.
If you show me how.
Just like Jeopardy is fine.
Yo, yo, yo.
Thought you
Stop
were sick.
I am.
Oh. Did Alita Battle Angel come out on digital today? Or yesterday?
I didn't know that Captain Marvel yet. Have you been looking for it?
Yeah. Actually, I think it's Captain Marvel that was yesterday, and I think Alita Battle Angel is in theaters, but it's not going to hit digital until like July.
Oh, so it just came out in the movies.
Hey, were there any movies this 4th of July, this Labor Day? All right, let me get it right. Hold on. Third time's a charm. Any movies that came out this Memorial Day weekend that anybody thought were worth watching?
Not that I can recall. Well, John Wick, when did that come out?
All right, yeah, John Wick, maybe.
I mean, it was good enough that they're planning on making another one.
Yep,
you mean to make it a fourth one?
Yeah.
So we know he doesn't die in the third movie. Okay, thank you.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Spoiler alert.
Yeah, considering I haven't seen it yet either.
By the way, Han Solo's dead also.
Yeah, kind of knew that.
Oh, okay. Well, you know, somebody might not have seen the movie yet. So, Pat, I shot, I can't believe what a frickin' tack driver that 308 Thompson Center Compass is.
Cool. Ready to go pig hunting?
Oh, hell yeah. Hell yeah. I gotta hook the illuminator up to that thing.
Let's do it. Say one.
Hello.
Hey, Al.
Hey, Al.
Hey, Al. Alright, so since Gorkon isn't here, why don't we pick on him? I mean, guess what he ate and what time he's coming in.
Wait a minute. So Alita Battle Angel came out on February 14th.
Yeah, it's a really long time to get to DVD, and I don't know why.
Alright. So, to answer your question, Rich, Aladdin came out this holiday weekend.
I've heard good things.
No Robin Williams, I'm not watching it.
But then...
What about the Pokemon movie?
That was a couple weekends ago.
No Robin Williams, I'm not watching it.
And
I have to agree with you there, but I think I'm going to get dragged to it anyways.
To the Pokemon movie?
Nah, to the Aladdin one.
No.
Just because of Munchkin.
Take a kid to see Godzilla.
I would, but his mom sort of frowns on the,
Kaiju.
That type of thing.
Or Rocket Man.
She's not a fan of monsters.
Yeah, I think she sort of, like, doesn't really want him, you know, at three to be quite as scared, like, from that stuff.
Oh, come on.
I was never scared of Godzilla.
Well, it didn't bother me, but, you know, like I said, does bother her, and that's sort of, like, the final authority.
Wait. Oh, dude.
Ever been a happy scary Godzilla other movie?
Oh, dude. So we're all pussy whipped. That's the bottom line. There's not a man among us.
Yeah. I don't want to see Godzilla. I was going to say, I don't want to see Godzilla because I just don't think I'd enjoy it. So.
Well, no, I'm not going to do a movie.
Pat, when I was over your house, I heard your wife yelling, "You're not showing those guns again, are you? Put them away! Get up here and start cleaning!"
If she's yelling, it's not at me, it's the kids.
She knows better. Pat's armed, man.
Oh, never stop my wife.
Yeah, it's because she's armed too.
not most of the time.
I'm a nice guy. I'm mellow.
You're mellow, except on Facebook. So has it actually been officially started yet? Or are we trying to figure out why the sound sucks?
What sound
sounds
sucks?
Like 60
I'm pretty
for
sure
Tom?
That's Alan's fault.
Yeah, that's what it sounds like.
Alan again?
Alan, can you mute for a second?
That's it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, unfortunately, that's my fan, is what you hear.
We're
fan? Stuck with that because
we can
live I'm not
it.
I'm not turning off the fan.
Your fan
you
is specifically
no
designed.
No one would ask you to.
Alan, that's a fantastic fan. It sounds like a 60 hertz hum.
There's not a whole lot I can do about it.
Wait, was that the design specification?
Except
could be.
Oh,
no, I bought it
right?
at Costco, so we'll have to ask there.
Oh, there you go.
Some evil genius at Costco designed it.
And the fact that, like I said, it's only, you know, a couple feet away from me and it's blowing right at me.
No, it's not an evil genius at Costco. It is some guy in China.
An evil
Come
genius
on.
In Beijing.
Yeah. More like Shenzhen.
In Guangdong province. Ah, push to talk is fantastic. Also, what evil genius designed that?
Well, like I said, I can push and talk on the mic. That's why you said it sounds like 60 hertz, but as long as I'm muting from the mic, that's not going to be 60 hertz on there. It's definitely the same at that point. But I'm trying to convert some Apple lossless files into MP3s.
Well, there's your problem.
It's just not, you know, at the time it seemed like the right thing to do. Like the old iTunes files, and I was running them in Sound Converter, and I started it last night. I've got like 89 gigs of files to do, and basically I still see up here 2,901 seconds left, and it keeps increasing.
Now, are you doing it on a Raspberry Pi? On a Pi? If you use a Pi 3, it might go faster.
Yeah, anything would go faster than what this is right now. It's on my desktop.
He's using his old Mac.
Just
no,
in the breeze.
No, I'm actually using my desktop. But
is that Pegwall?
No, I think
it's recording. No, it's Danwall. That's what it is. It's Danwall.
And just swinging in the breeze. And just swinging in the breeze.
Here you are.
Yeah,
I'll tell you what, we were doing that not too long ago, Monday. Monday. Holy crap.
Swinging in the breeze?
Well, thanks to the EF3 tornadoes that hit over in Dayton. It hit the old home for the Hamvention. Hera Arena is no more.
Oh, no.
Well,
that's okay. They moved to the fairgrounds.
Just swinging in the breeze.
But that's what they were doing. They were holding on to the poles for their dear further
life.
That
was what went out.
Mm-hmm.
Wait, what's gone now? What'd you say is gone now?
It's actually been gone since 2016. The original place Well, not original, but
because it wasn't Rascal Accessible.
Actually, it was quite Rascal Accessible. But anyway,
did it have any ramps?
Yeah, it had plenty of ramps. Actually, in fact, so
it's
more
like off-road wrestling.
It's actually more accessible than the fairgrounds, probably. I asked Cheryl; she knows. W5MOO. Anyway, Monday night, like between, I'm gonna say right around between 9 and 11, there was a fairly vigorous line of storms. It actually, we had more tornadoes in Ohio than we had during the 1974 outbreak when Xenia was wiped off the map.
So did that take out the rest of the center, you said?
The center that we used to have, they had it there for almost, I was going to say almost the whole entire life of the building, I think. They had it there. The brothers that owned it, one of the brothers, I think the last brother that was alive, finally passed away, like, back in 96. And they were struggling with lawyers and all this stuff for years and years and years. And then they discovered, oh, they didn't pay any of their property taxes. So they had to close their arena down back in 2016. So there was nothing there. So there was nobody there other than the arena itself. And then the tornado hit it Monday, and the arena itself now, it's not owned by that family anymore. They sold it to a developer. They're going to develop that area, so it's probably going to be torn down anyway.
Are you telling me the developer intentionally planned a tornado to tear down the building to keep the cost low?
No, that's what you said, but no.
Because, you know, George Bush does have a tornado machine.
Yeah, it's called HARP.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's all very well.
Anyway. But, no, and it's been that, the tornado watch went until like 2 in the morning, and we had sirens here in Columbus for hours, I would think. At least a couple hours. Although, I got a question, EMA. EMA,
do you got a tornado bunker?
Drugs. Yeah, it's called a basement, dude. The Linux basement.
Yeah, but
dang it.
Is that where you put all the stuff that you need to fix?
I don't have... Rich, just stop, okay? Stop. All right?
Wait. Did we take bets on when the first FU Rich is going to happen?
I didn't say it yet.
And does he have to say it out loud?
I didn't say it yet. But anyway, so that happened. Yeah, they, I think a total of 17 tornadoes hit Ohio on Monday. Most of them in the
Holy
EF.
Holy Christmas.
Yeah, EF0 to EF1. Most of them,
wait.
A few of them were EF3s.
Did you see somebody lit themselves on fire on the White House, and it wasn't, what's it, Acosta? What's the guy's name from CNN?
Yeah. Acosta or Saliza, I don't know. But,
They weren't having a barbecue?
There you go. But luckily, with all those tornadoes that hit Ohio, only one person died.
That's a good thing there.
Oh yeah, I mean other than this, the shit show that was our weathernet here in Columbus, dude. Okay, I'm sitting here listening to the weathernet when all this stuff was going on, okay? And the net control was asking for check-ins, not check-ins where the storm was, just check-ins. I'm like, are you kidding me?
Can you do that on Facebook?
Huh?
Can't you do that on Facebook?
No, different kind of check-in, dude. It's checking
right
in
back.
To so that you can report weather, or has been more common on our weather nets as of late. Sunshine reports. That's my favorite. The guy will call in, and I think it's just so that he can talk. But he'll call in and says, "Yeah, we you know, we have no rain, no wind, no nothing, blah, blah, blah. It's like, well, why the heck did you call into the weather net?
Dude, it's supposed to be rainy season here in South Florida.
During a tornado warning, actually during multiple tornado warnings. I mean, at that point, you had one probably in every county in Central Ohio. And they were calling for check-ins. I'm like, are you kidding me? Is it any better where you're at, Alan?
I never hear any weather nets around here. I'm sure they happen on some of the repeaters, but I never bother to turn it on or anything. I'd have to look around to see if even where there was one for around here.
It probably is.
Oh, no doubt there is, but like I said, I never paid attention to them. And
haven't heard it yet, but they just added a top group in Ohio for our WeatherNet on DMR, so that'd be a first. The first time a digital mode has actually been used for anything other than just shooting the breeze.
Well, DMR is actually pretty good on stuff. Yeah, you're limited in a way in terms of unless you can program what, you know, particular talk groups you like from your radio.
Right.
Sometimes you're a little bit limited on stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's kind of why I want to get spent. I mean, yes, it's spending, but I want to get that radio, that Android phone-based radio, just because you don't have to deal with that.
Well, see, the radio I have, I actually can, you know, besides the 16 that are in there, if I know what talk group it is, I can actually punch that in.
Yeah.
You gotta jump through a little bit of hoops, but it's not that bad.
That's also kind of why I like D-Star a little bit better, because I can always fire up the IRC DBB, whatever that app is, the controller for D-Star hotspot. I can fire it up, and I can any reflector I don't necessarily have in my memory on my radio, I can change it via the phone, so that's great. So
yeah, I'm not really sure why, you know, why the other modes, the other ones don't really have something like that. You know, especially coming in, you know, especially if you're using like a, you know, a Pi Star or something like that.
Right.
Yeah, should be, you know, they should be able to do something like that. I'm not sure anybody has bothered with it yet, but you have to change channels, so.
I'd say you may be able to on like a thumb spot or something. Some of those, like the kit I'm looking at on Amazon buying for DMR, mm-hmm. Actually has an LCD on it. Now, while I don't know if it has any buttons or you can actually interact with it, but it has an LCD on it. So, but I think the main reason DMR is starting to get the emergency MCOM's focus is because it's cheap, and D-Star's not still.
Well, yeah, D-Star, there is quite a lot that you have to deal with that one.
Mm-hmm. So, but D-Star, you can do HF. So,
yeah. Well, you can get some if you go with the Yaesu stuff. There's some overseas stuff over there too.
Yeah, or System Fusion. Sure. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, here's an interesting thing. Elinco, have you ever heard of Elinco before?
Yeah.
They brought out DMR radio.
That's cool.
Yeah, it's the DJ MD5T. It's tier 1, tier 2, so it can basically do everything. It says 10,000 talk groups. I'm like, I'm wondering, it's got color LCD too, which is kind of cool. And I'm trying to see if it's VHF or UHF or dual band. Actually, no, it's dual band. So there you go. It's 150. That's not horrible.
No, that's not bad at all. So I think I paid 90 or 100 something for mine.
I just wish that when companies would start planning these radios out, they would have forethought with how much storage they put in there. Like my GD77 does not have enough storage for the entire DMR ID database. So I had to pick
states. Oh, yeah, mine, mine, Mine doesn't have any storage for that.
Right. Same thing.
I just see numbers.
Right, and the same thing happens with the ID-51, and I'm like, well, wait a minute. The thing that just always surprised me about the ID-51, or even the 31, was you got a memory card in there, but you're still loading it from a ROM or a EEPROM for the memories. Why aren't you just letting us just use the SD card to store the database on? That way we can have as much as we want. All we have to, when we run out of room, we just buy a bigger card.
Yeah, that would make sense,
it was a struggle to get some of them to add SD cards. I remember back in the day if you wanted to upgrade the memories in a radio, if you could, you had to buy a proprietary module.
Yeah.
But so, fortunately, they're becoming better. Yeah, it's definitely getting better. And the Chinese radio.
There's a lot of things that are still weird, with all the Japanese radios.
Oh, yeah.
We should start the show.
I'm sitting here. We're talking stuff that could be on the show. You're
sitting there shooting your mouth off. Rich is dying.
Rich can go mini PC.
What are we doing here? All right. All right. Rachel?
Sure.
So this is... I think it's 811, is it not?
15 days until I drive to Charlotte.